Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining Jewish Stories and More. Today, I have a very, very short story and a very, very powerful story. I'm sorry it's not a very happy story, but I will try to add a note of happiness to it. In the 1970s, in the late 1970s, probably around 1977, 78, 79, there were unfortunately a number of tragedies, a number of very terrible things which happened in Crown Heights, Brooklyn, in the neighborhood of the Lubavitcher Chassidim, the neighborhood of the Rebbe. Many, many residents were wondering what lesson should they take to heart? All these tragedies that took place at that time. There was a Jew named Rabbi Yitzchak Ushpal. He was the head of the Chevra Kedisha. Chevra Kedisha is the group of people who prepare bodies of people who unfortunately passed away for burial. And he asked the Rebbe, what should be changed? All these tragedies are taking place. He asked the Rebbe, what should be changed? The Rebbe told him very simply, the issue that needs correcting was talking in shul during davening. Now we know, that's the end of the story, and we know that the Rebbe is known as a very, very kind person, a person that always looks on the positive side, always tries to judge to the side of merit, and is always involved in looking at things in general from a positive perspective, always looking for the good in everything. In fact, sometimes the Rebbe will avoid the use of a negative word, such as the opposite of life, he may say. Instead of saying the word which is the opposite of life, he wouldn't say that word, he would say the opposite of life. And yet, as much as the Rebbe always would be so positive, and always look on the good side and so forth. But here he answered a question very direct. Why were all these tragedies happening during that time in the 1970s, late 1970s? But it was said very simply, the talking in shul needs to be correct. Now, how do we do that? Well, I believe that the strongest way to do that is that each person should be careful not to talk in shul, if at all possible. Or absolute minimum, something comes up, you know, somebody has a three-year-old boy and he needs help, fine. But if the boy is behaving himself in shul. But the Rebbe does not blame children generally. The Rebbe generally says that the reason that children do not behave well in shul is because their parents are not behaving well in shul. Or perhaps their parents are not watching them. But it's seemingly a very, very simple thing. If we are paying attention to our davening, paying attention to the reading of the Torah, paying attention to the Kaddish, and so forth, how can we talk? We have to be paying attention to these parts of the davening. After the davening's over, okay, then it's different. Not that we go into a shul in order to talk. That's not the purpose of a shul. But there may be, you know, perfectly acceptable conversation that could take place in a shul. Very helpful conversation, Torah conversation, friendly conversation. But during davening is not the time for it. During the davening, when the tzibur, when the congregation is davening, then everyone has to not have personal conversations. And it's a very simple lesson, a very simple story. And just to emphasize the point again, that there was a time when there were many tragedies taking place in Crown Heights, and a very special Jew asked the Rebbe, what's happening? What are we supposed to learn from this? The Rebbe replied simply, it's because of the talking in shul. So let us make a very strong resolution that we will try to change this, and we could begin today or tomorrow when we go to shul. Be extra careful not to talk in shul. And if somebody insists on talking to you, perhaps you can signal them to come out of the shul and there explain to them the importance of not talking in shul. May this, like everything, speed the coming of Mashiach. And interestingly, one of the important things about Mashiach coming is to really believe that Mashiach can come any minute. I think that if a person is talking in shul, he is not involved in his belief that Mashiach can come at any time. Because if he really believed that Mashiach can come any time, how could he talk? What would happen if Mashiach would walk in right then when he was talking in shul? When he's not supposed to. So I think that the person who's talking shul forgot for a moment that Mashiach could come anytime. So thinking that Mashiach could come anytime, this may help us to be able to not talk on shul, and certainly this will help the Mashiach should come more quickly than he would otherwise. May it happen immediately. Thank you so much for joining Jewish Stories and More.